Hey everybody, what's going on? This is Ryan for the Radio Live Transmission Podcast. Today I am bringing you the first installment of a new segment that I will be doing from time to time, where I will give you my initial reaction to new music that a certain band or artist puts out in the form of singles or just, you know, tracks that they release before their new albums. Today, I'm going to be talking about two new tracks that were released by the band Converge, the metalcore band Converge. The two tracks that were released are called "I Can Tell You About Pain," and the other one—that's one of the tracks—and the other track is called "Eve," as in the name Eve, E-V-E. I was very excited when I found out that these two tracks had been released. There had been quite a lot of activity on Converge's Facebook page and just on a lot of the music online periodicals that I check into from time to time about Converge, because they had been, you know, working on a new album, and so there was a lot of chatter. And within a couple of days, they released the new songs. They released the music video for "I Can Tell You About Pain." Still waiting on a official date of release for the new record and a track listing and all that, but I'm sure that'll be forthcoming. So this is, like I said, this is the first installment of what I'm calling First Listen. Which is sort of a gut reaction to new material from whatever artist or band it is that's releasing new stuff. So, all right. So as far as these two tracks that Converge release, first I'll talk about "I Can Tell You About Pain." I really, really like the riffs in this track. I especially like the sort of seasick riff that's in the opening of the song, and then comes in again at one point and somewhere around the middle of the song. In the beginning, that sort of, you know, seasick, off-kilter riff is followed by just a breakneck speed, you know, run through pretty familiar Converge territory. But I'm going to talk in a little bit about evolution, you know, that Converge seems to be undergoing from album to album. This track is definitely a gut punch. I think it would definitely make sense as the opening track for their forthcoming new album, unless there's an intro of some kind, whereas in that case, this would be the second track. But it's definitely a sort of a right out of the gate track. Definitely feels that way. In this track, Jacob Bannon's vocals, one of the things that I really enjoy about newer Converge is that you can understand a lot more of what he's saying. Not that I ever had any problem really, you know, looking up the lyrics or just reading them, you know, in liner notes or whatever. I never had a problem with that, but I always find it, I always appreciate it when you can understand the lyrics in metalcore songs, you know, when the singers are screaming. I think that's definitely a plus, and it's a nice touch. Bannon knows how to convey pain and fear with his clean vocals in this track, and he's very, very adept at being able to sing in a clean voice but not sound whiny. A lot of times with metalcore bands or, you know, quote unquote screamo bands, you know, the singers have a tendency to get whiny, and that is definitely a turnoff for me. And it usually leads to me just sort of feeling that, you know, those singers sound like, you know, they're a dime a dozen. They sound like, you know, every other screamo singer out there. So that is something that Bannon avoids very, very well. He's always successful in that endeavor. So. And another touch with this track that I really like is the focus on guitar noise and feedback. And even at the end, there's the sort of outro of the song. You know, there's some feedback and guitar noise, and there's some edited effects of you know, some of Bannon's screeches. It's really effective, especially considering that the lyrics of the song deal with personal pain. You know, Bannon sort of sounds like a wounded animal at the end of the track, so it's pretty effective. I think it works very well. I think they definitely, you know, found an interesting way to sort of convey, you know, the message of the lyrics. So, and the second track that was released, which is called "Eve," which I'm not sure at this point if this is also going to be on a forthcoming album or if this is just like a B-side. I suppose we'll find that out soon, but this track, in contrast to the first one, is a slow burn, you know, with a lot of thunderous drums and, you know, really thick slabs of guitar. And another really nicely varied vocal approach from Jacob Bannon, where he sort of runs the gamut from, you know, his trademark screeches to some very haunting clean vocals that are somewhat reminiscent of almost somebody like Burton C. Bell from Fear Factory, or even Jazz Coleman from Killing Joke. It's just a little bit of that going on. And then he has some melodic, like near screams that really, to me, they walk a tightrope between chaos and control. And that is, you know, one of my favorite parts about this track, because the vocals really compound the effect of the musicality, walking that same line between control and chaos. And this song has one of the most satisfying climaxes I've heard in a heavy song in a long time. And Converge, you know, they're experts at building tension. They build the tension throughout this track, which is almost 8 minutes, amazingly, with flying colors. So it's a great example of a band not wasting any time, and they use pacing to really make the most of the, like I said, the nearly 8 minute runtime of the song. So all in all, I mean, Converge have definitely whetted my appetite for this release. You know, I always get a little giddy when Converge release new material. I'm a Converge geek that way. But you know, these two tracks don't seem to reveal too many of, you know, the secrets that may be coming, you know, with this new material. I think they sort of gave us just enough to get us sort of salivating for the new release. And one thing that these two tracks reinforce that I love so much about Converge is that Converge do evolve over time. If you look at their discography, you know, if you look at the evolution of the band over time, but they don't, you know, it's not like some bands where, you know, from one album to the next, you know, within a 2 year or 3 year span, you know, they make this huge leap where in some cases, you know, it almost sounds like a different band between, you know, one album to the next. Converge really aren't like that. It's more of a subtle sort of evolution that you really can only appreciate with repeated listens to the material. You know, if you listen to Jane Doe and then you listen to All We Love We Leave Behind, you know, at first listen, you may not really notice some of the little bits of, you know, progress and evolution that are going on in there, but they're definitely there. So like I said, with repeated listens, you can definitely appreciate the genius of what Converge do more. So if you're not into Converge, I'd say you need to get off your ass and get into them. And if you are a fan of Converge and you haven't heard these two tracks, yeah, you need to like go online and get them now, because they are pretty damn good. I hope that that album delivers on the promise that, you know, these two tracks have made, because they're definitely awesome. So I hope that soon they'll release that info about when the album's coming out on the track listing and everything, because that will definitely be on the menu, for, you know, a regular episode of Radio Live Transmission. So, all right, so before I lose my voice, because I'm still a little funny here with this summer cold, thank you guys for listening. Check out those two new Converge tracks. And at the end of the first week of August, look out for the first installment of a new segment called Does It Hold Up that I'm going to be doing. Basically, the premise of Does It Hold Up is I'm going to look at albums that I was very much into in my adolescent years. And from various genres of music, and I'm going to look at them and see if they still have the same effect on me now as a 36-year-old. Yeah, I think I'm 36, as they did when I was, you know, 16, 17 years old. So, yeah, so look for that the end of the first week of August, and I will catch you guys then. Thank you very much for listening. This is Ryan, and I will catch you soon. Bye-bye now.